What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Rhonda from Graham is. Rhonda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Rhonda. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Deuces.
For those playing at home, Rhonda has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
According to Hickory Dickory Dock, where did the mouse run?
Up the clock.
Yes. What condiment is typically made from mayonnaise, chopped pickles, and lemon juice?
Tartar sauce.
Yes. The first song to use the term heavy metal was released in what decade?
80s.
No.
70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. Which brand of candy bar fell into the pool in Caddyshack?
Babe Ruth.
Correct. What do you call an enlarged thyroid gland?
Pass.
In what European country was Albert Einstein born?
France?
No.
Pass.
What gas is used to pressurize most modern tennis balls?
Oh, no. Pass.
Yellowstone Lake is located in which U.S. state?
Wyoming.
Yes. How many arms does the Venus de Milo statue have? Who is Gordon Sumner better known as?
Pass.
You got 5 correct, Rhonda. Split right down the middle. Not too shabby, my dear.
Okay, not bad for my first time. We'll try.
Welcome to the Beat Migs family. Rhonda's first time playing, Steve.
Let's go.
Hopefully her first time winning.
Hopefully it's her last time.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
According to Hickory Dickory Dock, where did the mouse run?
I just think of the Andrew Dice Clay limerick, which is a whole different thing.
Hey. Up the clock.
Correct.
Hey.
What condiment is typically made from mayonnaise, chopped pickles, and lemon juice?
Oh, man. Talking about dicks earlier, their tartar sauce is fantastic.
Yeah.
Tartar sauce.
The first song to use the term heavy metal was released in what decade?
60s.
Yes. What brand of candy bar fell into the pool in Caddyshack?
Baby Ruth.
Correct. What do you call an enlarged thyroid gland?
Is that like a big bladder?
No.
A lymph node?
No.
I'll pass. I don't know.
In what European country was Albert Einstein born?
France.
No.
Italy.
No.
Germany.
Correct. What gas is used to pressurize most modern tennis balls?
Helium.
No.
Air?
No.
I don't know. Methane.
No. Yellowstone Lake is located in which U.S. state?
Wyoming.
Correct. How many arms does the Venus de Milo statue have?
Six.
No.
Four.
No.
Three.
No. Who is Gordon Sumner better known as?
Sting.
Correct. What do you call an enlarged thyroid gland?
Big gland.
No. But Steve, it doesn't matter because you got 7 correct, which is a win.
Yes.
7-5. Sorry, Rhonda, but please call and play again, my dear.
Okay, thank you.
Great game. I'm the best.
An enlarged thyroid gland is a goiter.
A what?
A goiter?
Can I Urban Dictionary that?
Sure.
Oh, I know this chick gave her the goiter.
Most modern tennis balls are pressurized with nitrogen.
Really?
And the Venus de Milo statue is the one that has no arms.
Oh, trick question.
Yeah, it was kind of a tricky one.
Douche.
But congratulations, you still won, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
We have an I Beat Migs shirt in the Rock Shop, but no one is checking to see if you actually beat Migs or not when you buy it. You can just go get one.
Yeah, we're live. We're hanging out with you, and you say, I beat Migs. I'm, by all means, say, yeah, sure. This person totally did.
Go check it out at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Our boy Danny V was out at the grocery store, and he found something there that just based on the packaging alone, he wanted us to try.
Yes.
So we don't know what it is, but we're going to find out what's in the bag after Pearl Jam. I believe we're a pretty adventurous bunch.
Yes.
And we have been on this quest recently to try random things that we see at the store, to bring it in, share with our friends here. It's called What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
And Danny, you picked something up.
I did.
So what's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag? I was actually really excited because
I'm excited.
We go to the store a lot, Lynn and I, every weekend, and we're, you know, grocery shopping and whatnot. And I was like, I always look for different things, but I didn't see anything this time. And I was like, well, I guess there's nothing really adventurous out there. But then I walk by and I see that we have Netflix popcorn.
Wait, hold on a second. Netflix makes their own food now?
Yeah, it's a Netflix popcorn, and it's late night ramen flavored.
What?
Do they even have, like, no offense to the late night ramen flavor, but do they have regular flavor?
No.
So it's just late night ramen.
It was just late night ramen. I thought that they had like a couple of different bags. Like,
this is amazing. So, I love popcorn.
Yeah, it's from Popcorn Indiana.
Okay. Wait, and what store do you find this at?
QFC.
At the Netflix store, of course.
Duh.
And so I just thought, I mean, I love ramen and I love popcorn. So go ahead and get on in there.
I'm going to smell it first.
I like how the bag looks like it's from Netflix.
It does smell ramen-y, too.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh, it does. Okay, so are we all ready to try this?
Yes, I am.
Late night ramen.
Yeah.
Mm.
That tastes just like ramen.
Give me the whole freaking bag.
Oh, my God. This is stupid.
This just brought me back to college.
This is so much better than regular popcorn.
Okay, college days, I think for everybody, ramen was like the food of choice. What was your flavor of choice?
Oh, I didn't care. I was really not that picky, but I used to always add like a little hot sauce.
We know that about you. You went to WSU.
Add a little hot sauce to it.
Mm-hmm.
You could even throw an egg in there.
I didn't mind the shrimp. The chicken was okay, but the beef was where it's at.
Oh. Beef was good, but then nowadays they call it soy sauce.
Mm.
And the soy one, I don't know what it is about that one. But now, too, also, like me and Lily, we'll buy the cup noodles all the time, too, which same thing, right? But it's just with the like little, you add hot water and let it steep for 3 minutes.
I remember we were so broke in college that we didn't have a way to heat up the water. So we would just run the faucet on hot for an extended period of time and then pour it in there and then just kind of like
just hope.
Have lukewarm spaghetti.
Thoughts and prayers to these noodles.
It was so nasty.
Did you ever do this though, when you take the little ramen bag, get the flavor packet and just throw it inside of there and shake it up and then eat it like chips?
So in a roundabout way, we did that in college, but what I would do if I was feeling kind of fancy, I would get like, what was it, Big Ben's like rice?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'd make the rice, I would take the flavor packet from the ramen noodles, put it in the rice, so now I had like beef flavored rice.
Smart.
And then I would eat the ramen noodles, the hard noodles, just as like a chip. But I didn't even put flavoring on it. I thought it was just delicious, just the way it was.
Oh,
10 out of 10 recommend. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
We're a popcorn household, but we just usually get the basic kind because, you know, I have a 5.5-year-old who's very picky. I'm not sure if Barrett would be down with this, but I'm going to start replacing our regular popcorn habit with this popcorn.
You know what I have to keep nerding out about this freaking popcorn. But what I also like about it is that, like, if you're like okay with ramen, it's not overbearing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like just enough of a flavor for those of us that do love ramen noodles that you're like, oh yeah. Taryn, you just put an entire handful in your mouth. Like a savage.
I'm so hungry.
I respect that.
Dude, this is bomb.com. This is ridiculous.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? Prove it to us, and if you do, you're going to get tickets to see The Who at Climate Pledge Arena on September 25th. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 9.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see The Who at Climate Pledge Arena, and that show's happening September 25th. David from Edgewood really wants to be there for that show. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing with me or Migs.
There goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? Currently, it's currently on T-Dog. Will it stay on T-Dog? Yes, it will.
Oh, I like that. Enthusiastic woohoo there, yeah. David.
Woohoo.
All right, David, here is your clip.
Pink Floyd, The Wall.
What's the full...
Another Brick in the Wall?
There it is.
Okay. I should have made sure before I said anything.
Well, you did great, David.
Fortunately, we're not Jeopardy. We're not Wheel of Fortune. We're not going to crack down the whip. We have no integrity.
And we're proud of that.
I like that about you guys.
Same.
All right, David, now it's my turn. Danny, let's hear the clip. all my life, Foo Fighters.
Hey, can I give a quick shout out?
Please do.
My shout out is to Taryn, Steve, and Danny. I met you guys up at the Red Dog, and I've been calling in, and I actually was ninth caller a couple of times when someone didn't win the game, and I've won now twice. And
it's
just awesome. So I appreciate you guys, man.
So you just needed to meet us to break the seal of victory.
There you go.
Love it, David. Well, next time we're in the South End, we hope you show up again, because that was a blast.
That was such a cool spot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right on. Congrats on the tickets. The WHO Climate Pledge Arena Candlebox is opening up, Steve.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a very good time.
Are we going?
Sure. I think we should go. What day of the week is the 25th of September?
That's a great
This is growing up right now. These are those I remember in my 20s, if you're like, hey, you going to a show? Hell yeah. It wouldn't matter if it was on Sunday, Monday, on my birthday, on, you know, Christmas. Like, let's go to a concert. Now it actually does matter.
It is a Thursday.
Okay, I could power through a Friday.
I always feel like if it's a Thursday and I can limp through a Friday, no problem at all.
Yeah, my rule is like I really have to love the band to even consider a Monday or a Tuesday night show. Even Wednesday, like someone hit us up about Seether's playing tonight with A'Ron Jones.
Yes.
I'm like, oh man, it'll be awesome to see them. And I'm like, it's Wednesday. No, not going to happen.
Oh man, we sound so lame.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, please give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we haven't had a chance to chat with just everyone yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by SeaTown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air. So please do give us a call if you'd like to chime in on from something from today's show, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number. Steve, one listener that's on hold has a question for you.
For me?
I'm going to let him ask that question in just a moment.
Okay.
But first, we're going to catch up with Sebastian on the topic we were discussing earlier after learning that George Wendt passed away, and he was very famous for playing Norm on Cheers. We were curious, what TV show character would you most like to hang out with? And Sebastian, you have an answer to this question. Who is it for you?
Hi, guys. I actually got two people I'd like to hang out with, if that's all right.
Sure.
Well, first of all, you know, I think I would like to... my name is Hank Hill. I sell propane and propane accessories.
Hank Hill. I like the people going with cartoons.
And then my other one I would love to hang out with is my personal childhood hero. Hang on, Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah.
That was a really good Kermit, Sebastian.
Oh, thank you.
What a strange little get-together, though. You, was it Hank Hill?
Yeah.
And Kermit the Frog.
Okay, now do...
Where are you going? Are you going to a bar? Are we going to a restaurant? What's happening here?
Well, you know, first of all, that's a great question. As long as I serve a good steak that's cooked medium rare to a nice propane and propane accessories, I'll pretty up the chilies.
Chili's. Yeah.
Those baby back ribs.
Baby back.
Thanks, Sebastian. Just never know what kind of calls you're going to get.
He nailed that Kermit, though. Yeah. I should ask him to do Patrick Mahomes next.
No.
206-803-ROCK. Mike from Puyallup, you have a question you'd like to ask Migs?
Yes. I would like to ask him, does he know that there is a Dog Man live action like play?
What? Where
there's
is this?
A live action play of Dog Man. It's like real people. It's like a Cats thing where they're like acting out the characters, and my daughter's 7 years old, so that's all we're watching and listening to right now.
So is it happening here in the Northwest, or is it like something that's on YouTube?
Something on YouTube. It's okay. Like a theater thing where they're doing the whole Dog Man book. Like each section has a separate song for it.
That's funny. We've fallen down those rabbit holes of like weird things that are turned into plays, like the Peppa Pig play and the Bluey one. And I swear, whoever's making these is on some kind of a hallucinogenic because they're just out there.
I feel like the costumes
and the stuff that they wear, it's trippy.
Oh, yeah. Barrett was really into watching the Paw Patrol one for a while. Yes. There was like a Paw Patrol musical or Paw Patrol play.
We've watched that one too.
Oh, my God.
We went and saw it live at the Tacoma Dome.
Was it great?
I mean, to find great.
So there's actually two. Okay. That are based on the guy that does Captain Underpants, Dave Pilkey.
Pilkey, yeah.
So there's Dog Man the musical, but there's also, I think the one he was referencing was Cat Kid Comic Club the musical.
Okay.
And that one actually was in Seattle, but it was last year.
Where did this happen at?
I'd say this is one of the theaters by Seattle Center.
Oh,
yeah.
Like McCall Hall?
Yes, I believe so.
That's crazy because Peppa Pig was at McCall. This is so stupid.
Oh, my God.
And shout out to Peppa Pig and the family. They just announced that they had the kid.
Oh, they had the piglet?
The little piglet. It's out there now for everybody to, I guess, wish the best to. Here's Mama Pig talking about it.
I'm so excited to send you a cute picture of the new arrival, who we've decided to name Evie.
Plot twist, though, is Freddie Fox that actually impregnated.
Oh, no.
It's getting real weird on the Peppa Pig show these days.
Drama.
Nothing but drama.
Also, it's very uncommon to just have a singular pig.
Is there?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like a litter of piglets usually. I'm kind of disappointed there was only one.
But you also realize that these pigs are talking. Yeah. I don't think they're really following like the true essence.
The farm rules?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course not.
Somebody texted and brought up a good point. Like, here we're showing some love for George Wendt, who sadly passed away. And all we're talking about is him as Norm. But let's not forget him in that iconic Saturday Night Live skit where he was a Bears fan.
The Bears.
That was the best.
I feel like everybody refers to them as the Bears now because of that.
That's got to be in maybe like a top 10 list of all SNL skits ever.
He was always great on SNL, yeah.
The Bears. 206-803-ROCK.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Somebody texted about earlier, we were talking about when you work in the service industry, how you've gotten revenge on like a rude customer. Someone texted and said, good morning, I worked at Starbucks when I was a teenager. When I had a rude customer, I would give them decaf coffee. Suckers.
Yeah. I mean, that would...
I think that's
funny. How long do you think it would take for you to know?
Probably never. You know, who knows? Maybe in your head you think you got the caffeine going, but at least it's kind of like a harmless prank.
It's like placebo effect. Like, the person probably doesn't know. 206-803-ROCK. We had a topic recently about reasons our kids are making us go broke. And Juan from Maple Valley wants to weigh in on this. Juan, why is your kid making you go broke?
Well, he's a bull rider, so all that gear is pretty expensive.
What are you talking about? How expensive are we talking? Like how much is it to outfit your kid for the bull gear?
The vest was over $300. The helmet was almost $200. Then you have the cinch. That was imported. That was, I forgot how much that was.
Damn.
That was from Brazil. But now, this year, he's having his last birthday party because he wants to go next year to Egypt.
Why Egypt? What is so intriguing about Egypt for your kid?
Bull riding.
No, the pyramids, I don't know, but I think that's what he was studying in school, the history right now. He'll be 13, so next year he'll be 14.
So are you guys going to send him to Egypt? Are you going with him?
Oh, no, we're going with him. I'm setting that up tonight, actually, with the travel agency.
Dare I ask, do you know how much it's going to cost you, or how much it's going to set you back just to travel to Egypt?
I'll call you tomorrow and let you know how much he's going to break me.
Bro, please do. Call tomorrow at this time. I want to know how much it's going
to
cost you.
I also want to know how long it takes to fly there. What's the flight like?
I don't want to know that. I do not want to know that.
God.
That is brutal. I love the one Anthony Randy's going for bull riding. He looked at me like I was telling the truth. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell they do in Egypt.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a wild story about a random person saving someone's life, and one member of our show once experienced something just like this too. So what happened? You're going to find out at 9:50. Old gentleman in Montreal was out for a walk last week. He had a heart attack, and some stranger saw what was going on, ended up jumping in, performed CPR for 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Until the paramedics got there, and then just took off. No one knows who this person was. They haven't been able to track him down, but this is the family expressing how grateful they are.
A total stranger, someone saved him, basically stopped and gave him CPR compressions for 20 minutes, called 911, and stayed there with him until the ambulance arrived.
I want people to see he has set an example, and this person doesn't even know it, and I want them to know it.
I wonder if it was like maybe someone that worked in the medical industry.
They're just doing their job.
Well, they don't want to get them, they don't want them, because so this kind of happened to me once. Not to me. I didn't have a heart attack or anything like that. But I remember interning at a film company in Manhattan, and my dad was working in New York before he passed. But like, he would take the train. He's like, hey, let's just ride the train together. And it was kind of cool. Like, we got to ride together until this one time we're on the train. And it was warm, and I learned rather quickly. My dad also has sometimes just passes out in situations. So it got so hot. And I don't know if he was sick or what was going on, but then my dad, full dead weight, just falls on me on the subway. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my dad's just dying right in front of me. And then this woman, like out of nowhere, just comes in, kind of props his head upright, gets like, just handles a bunch of stuff to kind of get him, make sure he's okay, like runs through a bunch of like little like verbal questions with him to make sure everything's okay, nothing too serious. Realizes he just got, like he was overheating basically, and he just kind of like just got overwhelmed by the amount of body heat that was in the subway. And all this, we're like, thank you so much. And I'm like just deer in headlights. Like, I just thought I saw my dad die right in front of me. And all I'm like, what's your name? She's like, I don't want to tell you my name. I'm a nurse and blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to get in any trouble if anything bad happens, basically, she said. Because what if something happens and she didn't do something right? There could be a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I got to say, though, the key takeaway in this story is the fact that passing out is hereditary in
your
family.
Apparently so, yeah.
I feel really lightheaded right now. You're I might pass out. Whoa.
And then my dad proceeds to get up like he's nothing happened and starts bitching about something. I'm like, are we just glossing over the fact that you pretty much died in my arms and in the subway?
Well, work to be done, son.
Everybody's like, go have fun at the film place.
The Daily Migs Show.
According to a new Zillow report, Seattle renters need to earn a very specific amount to be able to afford to live here. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after Green Day.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. Hi. We're making big plans to be at the Kevin Deers benefit show this Friday night at El Corazon.
We're making big plans to pre-funk that show, too.
Pizza.
In true KSW staff form. How? Let's go get some food before we go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
And booze. Danny was like, they have booze, they have beer, and they have food. I was like, three of my favorite things. Let's go.
On one place.
If people want info on the show, they can go to KISW.com. We'd love to see you out there.
Absolutely.
Come celebrate the life of our good friend Kevin Deers, for sure. And I know there'll be some other benefit and fundraising shows because the money's going to go towards his family.
Yes.
And there's going to be a few more that are going to be announced as well. So if you're unable to make it, we'll be sure to let you know about the future ones as well.
But don't miss this one.
No, this is going to be special.
This will be a good one.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and the Seahawks have made it official. I don't know what is going to happen.
They're getting married.
They are. Blitz and Boom are actually going to get married. Their third round pick, Jalen Milroe, he's that quarterback that just, I mean, it seems to be a massive upside if things work out well for him, but there's zero pressure if it doesn't because we got Sam Darnold. But they did sign him to a rookie contract, so at least they got him locked in. I don't know what that's going to mean as far as this upcoming season. Some are projecting that he might actually get in there. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but you know what? Hey, they got the guy locked in with the team, and I think that's kind of exciting.
Let's go, Hawks. According to this new Zillow report, saddle up, Seattle renters need to earn $90,840 annually to comfortably afford to pay rent in the Emerald City.
Is that for a studio apartment?
Yeah. Or how many roommates do you need?
Right.
Yeah.
They say this is a 23.2% increase since April of 2020.
Wow. I miss the days when I remember I was living in Seattle. I was like, if you wanted a one bedroom, it was about $700. Yeah. That was kind of like the round. And then if you wanted like a two bedroom, it was like $1,100.
I moved out of a place once when I was 18 because they wanted to raise the rent from $425 to $480. And I said, $480? That's absurd, sir. I won't pay it. I'll move first.
Do you remember how much your rent was when you first lived out on your own?
That was it. Yeah, that was 1996. Yeah.
97. I moved out here. I lived in the basement of a house in Wallingford. The basement, the ceiling height was 5 feet. So I had like have a hunch because I'm 6'3".
That's why he looks the way he does now.
That's why I walk with a hunch.
That poor ass posture.
But I paid $125 a month.
What? To live.
I mean, it wasn't an actual room. I was literally in the basement. Like there was no doors. It was just you walk down the basement. There's my bed and there's this guy's drum set.
Oh,
that's rock and roll, dude.
That is so rock.
I couldn't even imagine doing that now.
Talk about paying your dues.
What about you, Taryn?
I mean, I haven't paid rent in the city of Seattle, but I do remember when Brad and I were renting a place in Bellingham, it was $800 for the two of us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's inexpensive.
Danny?
Relative.
Albuquerque, New Mexico, $650 for a one-bedroom, one-bath when I first moved out in college.
Yeah, I remember like a studio was like $400 or $500.
Yeah.
Man, what the hell happened here?
Those were the days.
They were the good old days.
$90,000 now.
Where you're actually having like a part-time job or just like a minimum wage paying job, you could still afford a studio on your own.
Or if you wanted to be in a band.
That too.
Just live in the basement of a practice space, basically. Hey, NFL owners have unanimously approved to allow players to compete in flag football at the 2028 Olympics. That's going to be happening in Los Angeles, which is going to be a big step towards the sport's Olympic debut. I feel like Team USA is just going to dominate if that's the case.
I mean, it's going to be the dream team for sure. It's going to be the football equivalent of the basketball dream team.
It might even be worse, because where else are they playing football, really, other than the U.S. and Canada?
Yeah.
And a lot of those Canadian football players are really just U.S. guys that couldn't make it in the NFL.
That's true. That's crazy.
We have an idea for an event that we're going to be really good at.
We're going to dominate.
There's a man in Utah who is facing multiple assault and kidnapping charges after he held his girlfriend and her family hostage for about 6 months under this false pretense that that members of the cartel were after them. So he was playing it off like, oh, I'm protecting you. This is Sergeant Amy Race talking about the case.
We'll take some time till we get more in depth of, you know, why the family possibly wasn't reaching out or, you know, if they were to who and maybe why those people didn't report it. There was a very limited time that this individual allowed these people out of the home. It's my understanding at most times it was 2 hours outside of the home.
Oh my God.
Taryn, if you were missing for 6 months, I definitely would have called the cops at some point.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, I appreciate that.
2-3 months in, I would have started to worry.
This sounds like the making of like a Netflix documentary.
It really does.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's just insane. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 62 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. Oh, the Mariners, they lost yesterday. 1-0 against the White Sox. But they play again this afternoon. I think the game starts right around 11 o'clock in the morning. So hopefully they're able to win the series. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Morning 12 Pack. The Daily
Mix Show. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.